This time I ask you to turn to the insert for catechesis. It's yellow, I believe, today. To children. We have some children in here today, don't we? Children, yeah, these are my children. Any other children in here? Who's a child of a parent? Okay, everybody, right? Raise your hands. Okay, good. So it's not just young people, right? Okay. Paul says in Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. All right, so we established that everyone's a child. That means you all have parents, right? And what does Paul say here? And he quotes then the fourth commandment, obey your parents, honor them. Does that mean that ceases when you turn 18 and you move out of the house? Or maybe you don't move out at 18, 26, whatever it is. Does it stop then? Do you stop honoring your parents when you leave? No, that's right. So even grown children, you obey your parents? Yeah, and honor them? Now, obviously, the relationship changes a little bit, especially if you separate from them and cleave to a spouse, right? Or join to a spouse. But the relationship changes a little bit, but you still honor them. How about even after they've died? Do you still honor your parents? Yeah. Right? They gave you not only life, which, of course, is critical, but they were given to you by God. So they were a treasure to be cherished and to be remembered. But also then God uses them to instruct you, not only in his way, but in wisdom, right? In wisdom, so that things go well for you. But Paul gets to that. We'll get to that in a minute. So, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Does it mean obey your parents only if they're in the Lord? Only if they're Christian? Maybe some of you have non-Christian parents, yeah? Do you only honor them or obey them if they're Christian? No. No, because they're your parent regardless of whether they know that was a gift from God or not. Right? So how would you say it is then? You honor them because you're a Christian, actually. And we see this in the world. Do children always honor their parents, especially in non-Christian homes? No, they don't. Yeah, they dishonor them, especially as they grow older. And you can even bring great shame and vice upon a family, can't you? By your own actions as a child, not heeding the wisdom. So that's what Paul's getting at here. Now, what if your parents ask you to do something contrary to God's word? Are you honoring them if you obey them then? No, actually, you wouldn't be. For example, say they asked you to murder. We'll just pick a dramatic example, right? That would actually bring great dishonor upon them, right? To obey them when they are commanding contrary to God's word. So obviously we can't there. Just as with a civil authority, we wouldn't honor or we wouldn't obey them if they command something contrary to God's word. But generally speaking, that's not the case, right? So honor means, here Paul says, to obey, to listen to them, and to cherish them. And he quotes then the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. But then he reminds us that this is the first commandment with a promise. There's a promise attached to it. You probably remember this from the old catechism, right? That it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Yeah, what is God telling us there? He's telling us that if we listen to our parents, what actually happens? Your home is civilized, we might say, right? The ordering that he's placed you in under your parents is maintained, and it's for your good. Because generally speaking, obviously we have bad examples too sometimes that we need to forgive our parents. But generally, they protect you, they take care of you, they give you what you need for this body and life, being God's servant for you, right? And if you dishonor them, then that relationship can be broken, and you lack all of those things, but especially even the ability to receive the word from them. Right? So the fourth commandment says there's a promise attached. What's the promise? Promise is that when you obey authorities, remember Luther says the fourth commandment extends to all authorities, things tend to go well, right? If you pay your taxes, you listen to your governor, things go well, right? You listen to your parents, you obey them, you honor them, as long as you're under their roof, isn't that what we say? As long as you're under my roof, right? Even when you're outside of their roof, things tend to go well for you. And if you disobey, typically they go poorly. So that's the promise attached. Actually, long life, protection, and being supported. So, children, obey your parents, huh? In the Lord, for this is right. I'm looking at my own children. A little sneaky, huh? They're not paying attention. All right. Now, who is, of course, the quintessential example of this? I haven't always been good about reminding you. But who actually teaches us about obeying parents? Jesus does. Yeah. Remember when he's in the temple? Yeah, when he's a young boy. It's the only account we have from his birth all the way until he's basically a grown and he starts his ministry as the young Jesus in the temple. And they've lost him. Has he dishonored them? No, because he's been attentive to who? Yeah, to God, to his heavenly Father, to his Father and our Father, right? They don't exactly understand that. So when they come and they're upset with him, what does he do? He goes with them. He repents. He goes with them. Now, they didn't understand, and yet he honors them. He doesn't just stay in the house because this is my Father's house, but he goes with them, and he obeys them, and he submits to them. He even cares for his mother, honors her, even while he's dying on the cross. Remember what he did there for his mom?
He gave her John.
Yeah, he gives her over to the beloved disciple, to John. Yeah, to care for her. So even in death, he cares for his own mother, right? There we see, really, a great example, the best example, really, of how one honors their parents and obeys them even unto the end. All right, very good. Let's pray the prayer for children. You going to pray the prayer? No, he's not. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, grant your grace in Christ to all Christian children, that they might honor their parents in spite of their failings and enjoy a long and blessed life according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.